fucking tub of potato salad.
And now the Conrad and Jack Show presents Monday Morning Papers.
Please buy a paper from me so I can get me something to read.
What's up, everybody? Happy 4/29/19 to ya. This is Paper Boys. I'm Casey. That was a new intro. This week, Conrad's off. I think this week it's either a diamond mine or mowing. So as always, when he's gone, stepping in. Actually, it's his skin-iversary. So I feel kind of bad. Conrad said right before the end of the day, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Skin Man, see if he wants to come over and do Paper Boys with you. I said, does that mean you don't want to do Paper Boys with me? And he said, no, not really. It just means I've got stuff to do, and I've got Skin Man coming to do Paper Boys with you. So joining me, as always, when Conrad's not here, my man Skin Man. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's your day?
It's been a day.
Yeah.
And then my buddy walks in with an expired tub of mustard egg potato salad. Is that what
now,
that was?
It says right on the top of the tub.
Best by
4/24 of 2019.
Oh, is that it? 4/24? I thought it was 4/14.
So, no, there was a 2, not a 1.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Are you sure it was 19, not 18? It had a... I mean, I guess I don't know what to expect egg mustard potato salad to smell like, regardless.
It might have been 16.
It might have been. That might have been just an 09.
Because I got it out of the fridge on the far left.
Okay, that would make sense. That would actually also make sense for the smell. Pre-show's Casey walking around trying not to puke. Skin Man eating. I mean, probably, you know, to be honest with you, this tells you what kind of... pussy I am, lack of a better word. Probably just normal smelling mustard egg potato salad. Probably nothing out of the ordinary. Maybe a little stronger, more pungent because it's well-versed. Because it's about a week week past its prime date. And then me getting... I hadn't really eaten, so I was a little queasy. You know, so I walked inside to go mow a sandwich, catch my breath, come back out. He'd eaten, was that a gallon tub? What size was that?
Oh, I don't know.
That was close to a gallon tub, unopened from the producer's birthday party here a couple weekends ago.
Yes.
In the fridge. And he, did you finish it?
No.
It was close.
I'll go get it.
Okay. He's, no. So it was his anniversary, and he's here. How'd that work out, buddy?
Oh, it worked pretty good.
Well, I mean, did she just say, if we've made it this long, you can leave on our anniversary? Yes. Or was there something else?
Well, there's a check engine light on her car.
Well, most of them have them. Hers is coming on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I replaced the O2 sensor, and then the light comes back on again.
So okay.
Was not the O2 sensor.
Nope.
It wasn't the MAP airflow sensor either, because I'd cleaned that.
Okay.
With the sensor spray cleaner.
Okay. So none of these things are still on.
Still on, as far as I know.
But all new sensors.
Yeah.
So we know a sensor's not going to fail.
That's true.
Did you check the oil?
Yeah, it's got oil.
Okay.
Because I just changed it.
So does that go, well, does that go into your day? You said, I got a story for you. And I said, wait, mics are off. I don't care about your story. But
right.
Wait till the mic's on so there's maybe somebody that cares to listen.
So I changed the plugs before I came here, which is why I was a little late.
Okay.
And
I did dock your pay because you were late for the show. So.
Well, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
You understand.
But on a front-wheel drive six-cylinder, three of those plugs are behind the engine and under the coil pack.
Okay. So easy to get to.
Well, you have to find them without seeing them.
Yeah, I've worked on some of those things. Yeah. Everything new.
Yeah, so you can relate on that.
Okay. So you worked on that and you looked at your wife and said, "I did my thing. I'm going to play with my friends. I'm going to go live on Facebook.
Let's try this.
For
Let's
Monday
try
papers
new plugs and see if the light goes away."
No?
She's
yes.
like, "Well, okay. Let's go ahead and
I'm
going to work then."
So far you're changing all the things that click or twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you plugged it into a machine to get a diagnostic?
That's how I got the list of plenty of things that it might be.
Yeah. So far. Check that off.
Right.
Okay.
So $125 into it, it's it might be off right now.
Well, so that's actually that's cheaper than just one item on my list from this weekend.
Right.
So if you've replaced more than one thing, you're ahead of me.
Right.
So we'll get to mine in a second. But so
today was surprising injuries.
Okay, real quick. If you're watching, on Facebook. This is Monday Papers. If you're listening, on Mixlr / Falcon FM. Go there. What do we do here? I guess try to make you laugh. The premise started.
Talk trash and record it.
There we go. It started going to MSN, and that's where we'll do some stories from. It's evolved to what you have now. So now to injuries.
Yeah.
You've got me.
Yeah. There was this afternoon.
I see all your limbs. Beautiful face still in. Okay, so I'm waiting.
Right.
Okay.
So me and my boss are putting this engine in, and it's already in, and we're putting everything back on and hooking everything back up. And the battery charger is on the battery. And so I lean across to put the return spring.
Uh-huh.
Back on. And then it felt like something bit me.
So you got zaptied.
No.
No, you got snapped.
No. The negative clamp came off and clamped my belly.
Your belly?
Yeah.
Like you're in your hole or
it's right below the belly button.
So in the
it was clamped
in the luggage.
On. It was clamped.
Yeah,
on my hubba chub.
Uh huh.
And I'm trying to brush it off, and it's not going anywhere. And my boss starts laughing because of the look on my face.
Well, I mean, you don't know what's on you.
He said you looked up at me like, "Dear God, somebody
save me.
Fucking help,
save me!" Yes.
So I grab it and then release it, just throw it on the floor.
Yes. I mean, you look at him and say, "I would have saved you."
And he was laughing so hard he had to take a knee.
Yes.
On the other side of the
forklift. Now he did. No. Hopefully nobody was. Hopefully the national anthem wasn't playing. Was it?
He's laughing and he's apologizing. Which, when you're laughing, apologies don't count.
What time of the day was this?
3:30.
Okay, so you guys were well past the time you guys play the national anthem to start the day. So
that's true.
I just want to make sure when he took the knee, that wasn't going anywhere. So go ahead.
He said, "I'm sorry, but the look on your face was, oh, gee, dear God, someone
yes.
help me. Help, help."
Well, and he's, I mean, is he the only person you work with?
Yeah.
So he's, I mean, you would say technically he's your best friend at work. He would be like Conrad is to me.
Right.
And I would expect in that situation, my best friend would try to save
me. Oh, no, that is the best reaction for that situation.
So you're okay, though?
Yeah.
See, I'm concerned. I don't think it's as funny as he does. Okay, I do. I think it's pretty good. How did it... So, like, this is on a charger, like
yeah.
the...
Yeah. Yeah, the negative clamp.
So you, like, leaned up against it, kind of unclamped it from what it was clamped onto, and it opened up and, like...
I was pretty much... Yeah. Laying on the battery.
And it bit you. Yeah. It was like a snake.
Yeah. Then it wouldn't let go.
It'd be awesome if it got you in the butt. Something bit me.
Well, after I was able to make jokes about it,
then
that's
you did,
what I
you
said.
Got that one out.
Yeah.
Real quick. Hold on a second. I'm going to get to that. It doesn't make any sense. Why would I play that? I get it. So you're okay? That was your... Everything's good?
Yeah.
That was your only injury of the day?
Yeah.
No other injuries?
Nope.
All right.
Not that I'm going to mention.
not. I might save... You always got to save one in case you want to go home or claim something. So if you have a good injury, always save it. I broke my leg 3 months ago at work. I haven't claimed it yet. You haven't even seen me limp because I'm that into character. That thing's going to come out. We're going to go get an x-ray. The break's still there. And then I can use it as a new one. Get some time off. Keep that in mind. What's the bass about? I put a system back in my truck this weekend. So I was, my buddy, you know my buddy down the road. I love the guy. He's been working on his stereo for what seems to be 6 months. He's that kind of guy when he starts something, he does it his way and doesn't finish it. So he wanted it to look good when you flip up his seat. It's a hidden box, all this. So he sanded and did all this to his box. And so I've been going over there, and it's gotten me into the mood. But he got some new speaks. So I'm like, hey, what are you doing with your old poppies? You know, I still got a box. I got an amp. I haven't had a system for a while, but I got the things it would take to make one work.
Right.
Except for this, you know, except for the boom boxes, the speakers. And he said, I got a couple. I mean, fuck, I've probably got 25 or 30. I mean, he doesn't really. So he's got his old ones, and he said, yeah, take them, put them in, sure. So that's what I did yesterday. I mowed and did some other stuff, and then I spent the day putting a system in my big truck.
Right.
Which already doesn't, it gets horrible gas mileage. And I don't know if taking away from the electronics and battery would affect that any more. But if it does, I'm working on it. So I'm working on...
You just get a bigger alternator.
I've inquired about that. And unless I have, like, this turned way up, it really doesn't seem to affect it that much.
Yeah, just a bigger pulley on the alternator is
what
you need.
And if it really needs to,
It'd only cost you $300.
Yeah, I don't boom that much. I mean, obviously, I haven't had a system in 7 or 8, 10 years.
Not when the battery dies.
Well, then I'll call you. Bring me the pulley, bud. So that was my weekend. I kind of looked at my wife and I said, I think I'm going to put a stereo in my truck this weekend. And she kind of looked at me like, okay, loser. she said, do whatever you want. And I said, I kind of just was like, I didn't know how to take that. And I said, well, I mean, it's not going to, I'm not spending really any money. And she said, no, I mean, do whatever makes you happy. So then I kind of like, back to that, I'm the third kid in our relationship, already know that. So I think that then that was more, I felt like, okay, she's just talking to me like one of the kids. I don't feel so bad, you know. So I am going to go enjoy my Sunday. I'm going to listen to my boomies. So the first thing I did was, I don't even really listen. I listen to some rap. But I don't listen to. I listen more rock, heavy metal, Mongolian heavy metal,
yes,
Norwegian rock. A lot of that lately. So I just, anyways, first thing I play was that song right there that I had queued up. Drop bass, bass, boy. I'm like, man, that was like a flashback to '94 or '95. I don't know if you were ever that guy that ever had the system, or I was the dude that all through high school had systems. And my goal, I would park on Wind End of Town, and I'd call my other buddy that lived across town, like, you hear me? Can you hear me? He's like, I think, I mean, where are you at? I'm like, I'm at the Save a Trip. Did you hear that? Come a little closer. I'll tell you when I start hearing it. You know, then I'd be pulling into his neighborhood. He'd be like, I hear it. I'm like, yeah, I'm still across town. So, you know, so that was pretty much my weekend. I also had an incident where, I guess, where it goes back to the money. The lock broke on my door, on our back sliding glass door.
Yes.
It's been broke for about a month, but we have one of those push down safety locks, you know, that security lock it. So
right.
We can lock that all the time. It's pretty safe. I decided to tackle it this weekend, took it apart to find out this is the most unheard of, unknown sliding glass door. We have apparently a monsoon going on outside. But apparently the most unheard of or unknown door. We got beeps going on. We got all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know where that's coming from.
From your phone.
Is it?
I'm guessing.
I don't know. All my sounds are off. I don't think it is. Anyways, so instead of having, like, most locks have a hole in the, say, what would be the wall or the you know, the fixed part.
Right.
And something that latches into that hole.
Right.
On either that be a door or especially a sliding glass door. They're usually a rotating lock that hooks into it. Well, instead, this door has three mounted, what I would call the penis side of the male organism, mounted to the wall. And then it has a sliding lock system that just, when you lock the door, it slides up and catches on those.
Right.
So my door malfunctioned. I pull this whole assembly out to realize it's like 50 inches long.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, Lowe's will have one of these, right? No. I'm searching it. It took me, finally today I found this thing. $149 was the cheapest I found it. It's just a lock for part of my door. It's not, it's a very insignificant part of my door other than it's the lock. So,
I think a lot of people would disagree with you.
That it's an insignificant portion?
The best part of a door is that it locks.
No, and I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, though, like, if we were looking at this thing as 100% of something, okay? Say I like to do pie charts, okay? So say we had a pie chart, okay? And 100%.
You got a round door?
Yeah, I do. But say of the percentage of the material that makes this door up, it would be like 0.1%. So in a door that I would say costs of material, in a door that costs maybe $1,000 for the entire sliding glass assembly,
right,
10% of it is in one thing that is less than 0.10%. You know, like, it just seems like to build this door would seem to be, if I bought the glass for it, so I just started looking. Each one of the glasses are like $250. One of the frames, like, if I built this door, it'd be like $500,000.
Right.
You buy it assembled, pre-put together, $550. Installed. But
well,
I need a door and a piece of glass, $750. But the whole door, you'll do for $550. Yep.
So why are you building one yourself if you can get one?
I can't really. The door was like $1,000 or $1,200. And so I've been trying to rebuild this locking thing.
Right.
Took it over to, again, my buddies who's doing the system, who I borrowed the speakers from. He's also a shade tree welder. Yeah, it didn't work. So I'm having to buy the whole assembly, $149. We'll be taking contributions at Monday Papers, care of the coach, helping pay it forward. So send it my way. Help me out. I think Andy Blick wants to call. That's what that was. Andy Blick, that's what you were doing. Andy was trying to call in on the show. We got that a new program installed. And sorry, buddy, I didn't get it. So, hi, buddy. I see you on there. What's up? Yeah, I'm in the middle of a show. Listen, you're one of our, you know, friends. You should listen. Real quick, also, I mean, not real quick because we're, I don't know, an hour into the show.
I don't know if quick would be.
Anyways, tip versus a payment. What say you? If somebody gives you a tip and a check, like, say I have a customer I bring home parts for.
Right.
She has, like, a helper, her son, or somebody that works for this place come pick up the parts at my house. As a general rule, they give me $20 every time I do this. Not an expected thing, and I truly figured at some point it would not happen.
Right.
So finally, this time, it did not happen. No big deal, seriously. She calls me. Dude, we forgot to tip you. I'm sorry. It is cool. No big deal. Next time, if you want to, do. If not, it's really no big deal. Like, I don't mind. Right. I just bring the parts to my house. I'm not going out of the way. No, I'm going to get you one. What's your address? I said, don't. I mean, seriously, don't. Like, you'll need other parts. Every couple months, this happens. Don't worry.
Right.
No. What's your address? What's your last name? Okay, I give it to her. A check shows up in the mail.
Right.
Now, to me, that's a payment. That's not, we're past the tip. Because if you're a business and you write me a check, I have to claim that. So then it becomes a payment, not a tip. So now I feel weird because it's like you're paying for services that I'm not asking you for. So now I just have this check every day I get home just sitting there.
Just frame it.
I think I'm gonna. I don't think I'm gonna cash it.
Right.
I mean, it's $20. Eventually I'll probably need it and I'll try, and then she'll cancel it. But I'll wait and she'll be like, notice you hadn't cashed my tip. Yeah, I didn't know what the payment was for, ma'am. That was a tip. Yeah, most of my tips are in cash, you know? And I don't know. Like, and I get it. Like, if you're a server, you're like, well, I mean, tips come in, you know, people put them on their cards and all that. Well, I think as a server, you have to claim your, you know, or at some point you're expected to claim those, but you want as many cash ones as you can. So I don't know where you come out on that, or where anybody listening comes out on that. That was just a thought I had, basically, because
I would have cashed it already.
I know you would have. She wrote on their tip. And I think even then, like, if I give it back to her and she'll re-endorse it and sign it as payment, then I might cash it.
I would have crossed it out, and I would have put in beer money.
I don't know. I need to. I'll get it. Somebody. I'll talk to tomorrow at work. I'm gonna take a survey of people, of see what they think, yeah. And then at the end of the day, maybe I'll go from there, or even on Twitter, at Monday Papers, I'll put a poll up if. You know, you expect it, or somebody was trying to give you a tip, but they gave you a payment, you know, how do you, you know, would you cash it? So, also, in my case, being a millionaire, you know, $20, what's that? So, I have so much money, it doesn't matter. We've talked about this. Money, and I really don't. I'm probably the poorest of the whole group of people we know, but money has zero relevance to me. It's fake. So
maybe we should talk about religion instead.
Why? Why do you want to ruin a good thing and do that?
I don't know.
I mean, doesn't that kind of, isn't that the same thing as money?
Well, it sounds like fun.
You just, you know, with the potato salad thing and then the money thing. And you know, you've been poking me a lot.
No, you brought the money thing up.
Why are you poking me a lot? Politics. Why are you poking me?
No.
Why are you poking me, bud?
I didn't bring up politics either. That was you.
Just now you did.
No, you brought it up first.
When? I mean, we're doing a show. I mean, so sometimes I'm going to bring up politics.
Well, listen to the show and you'll figure out.
Well, I'll listen back. Have you ever listened back?
Oh, yeah.
I listen back all the time.
I'm listening back right now.
This segment's brought to you by Camel Towing. Everything wet, Sea-Doo's boats, Sea-Doo boats, others. Also, a new sponsor, Two Brothers Pickle Company since 1956. Everything pickles. So what's weird is food trucks are all the crave, or craze, crave too. And you know, Two Brothers Pickle Co. has been doing the food truck thing since 56. They actually started out in the back of a 52 Chevy truck. Started pulling a little trailer years later, you know, and here they are today, still pulling a little trailer with their 52 pickup truck. So Two Brothers Pickle Co. Any stories? I mean, we're supposed to do some. What do you have? Oh, I did have one other thing. Feeling cute? I don't know. Like, the whole, that thing there, that doesn't make me as mad as the memes about people. Might later I might go, so the people that think they're making fun of, like, you know, feeling cute, later I might go, you know, whatever that thing is going around the internet. You people that are trying to make a joke of it are the annoying ones. I didn't even, wasn't even bugged by the original. It was the people that stink that, anyways, so there was my rant.
Right. Local businesses embrace Spring Fling Festival in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This year, local small businesses are making their presence known during the festival, which some say wasn't always the case. Yeah, they're doing that Spring Fling. I'm not taking my honey jar out there.
Now, will the Trojans be at this Spartan Festival? Is this that? I mean, is this that type of, is this in Greece or where's this at?
South Carolina.
Oh, so not at all. Not at all. Okay. I just Spartans, you know. I didn't know if you bring in a Trojan horse or what you do.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice can be found at the Spice and Tea Exchange in downtown Spartanburg.
Ah, Spice and Tea, is that, is he, he's on that,
Flocka.
Cop show, Law and Order, Spice Tea?
I think so.
Is he the rapper, used to be on, you know, used to, he's like a real light skin.
I think he's made more money being an actor than he did with his rapping.
That's true. You know what sucks? He was bad at both and dominates.
Well, I mean, he's more successful as an actor. He's been an actor for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, there was, I keep, have, on one of the episodes, how have you not seen that? I've been trying to talk somebody in. There's a movie where he's, they're hunting him, and it's a great movie, so.
Well, we haven't been here a year yet, and we're all hoping that people who come down just for the Spring Fling and might not come downtown shopping very often will get to see that we're here and like we have to offer.
We're here and we're queer. And we ain't going nowhere.
Local business owners tell us the festival's location brings more people and money to their doorstep. That way they can swap wives.
Well, I like when the business is brought to me. I would probably go shopping more often. No, I wouldn't. I would never answer my door. So I don't even know. I want to say that. Like, if local, I don't know how you would do that. Like, call your food, you know, like, I want Kohl's to come to me. So you call Kohl's and they park out front.
You're going to drive a mile and a half up to your house to answer the door?
That's true. No,
from
I'm
here?
Not. I might ride the golf cart up there. So it's attracting local, more business. They're trying to get more business out of an already existing festival, basically. Hey, we're over here. Look at us. Is that what I hear?
It's like, hey, well, you're here down here. You're here for the festival, but this chicken shack has always been here.
Yes, we're here every week. Belle Plaine, the town I'm from, used to do that. They have this stupid tulip time thing, and it's only in downtown, so the rest of the places are like, hey, the Arboretum's out here.
Have the tulips been tested?
Always. Tulips on your...
Are you going with the song, or...?
No, I didn't know where I was going with that. I was hoping you were going to jump in and had something.
I was just listening.
Like usual, you were leaving me hanging.
I thought it was a story.
Is that all that story? Is there any more about the festival?
No, that's it on that festival.
From MSN, Halamania Aiden becomes Sports Illustrated swimsuits issues first hijab. How do you say those things? The headdress wearing model. Sports Illustrated in many ways made good on its commitments to evolve its outdated perceptions of beauty by increasing representation over the past few years. It looks like the 2019 swimsuit issue will be no exception.
How's it spelled?
Who, the first name?
No, the hat thing.
H-I-J-A-B? Hijab?
Hajib?
I don't know. I feel like I hear it said, and I just, you know. So, traditional headwear. Aiden will become the first model to appear in the magazine wearing the traditional headwear when the highly anticipated yearly issue hits newsstands May 8th. The Somalian model who has made career of first is pictured wearing two custom Birkins. What's weird is, I mean, I know, like, I guess where they're at, those are swimsuits, so.
Yeah, Haji on Johnny Quest wore the same hat.
Yeah, he did. And I think a bunch of guys do. I just don't know how to, say it right. I guess the whole thing is, I don't care. I'm down. She's a beautiful woman, by the way.
She could use a sandwich.
Well, yeah, she could eat some more. But what does it matter if she doesn't show off her body? That's fine. I guess I get what they're doing because Me Too and all of that, but it's not really, I mean, it is. It's a swimsuit edition and where she's from, and that's her swimsuit. I guess it's more, I'm bugged only by it because they're making it, hey, look at us, because nobody's buying our magazine because we're not showing off skin anymore. I mean, Playboy started doing all these stories and took like the full nude out for a while. And I mean, basically kind of went away, plus online and all that. If you're going to sell, I guess you're selling to readers now. I don't know. So it doesn't matter what you put in there.
All of us skeevy pervs are on our phones at this
point.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You could, it doesn't matter what you have her wearing. It's going to piss like some old dude that does suck. Cause like if my grandpa was still alive, he would probably be on the internet. He was the dude that I don't think he ever had like Penthouse or Playboy, but he would have the swimsuit edition. And that would be sitting around. He'd be like, check that girl out, bud. Seen something like that? Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but without the burka.
Yeah, I'm 7, Grandpa. I've seen that, though. I mean, yeah. I've got MTV, Grandpa. So, but my grandpa, he cussed and did all that, but I don't ever. But I remember that swimsuit edition, like a new one would come, he'd be like, see her? Look at that. See that? Yep. But that's nice under there. Like, Grandpa, quit rubbing on her. Quit! I'm 9! It's weird! You know? And then at 17, he'd be like, see that one? It's Holly Berry. Looks pretty good for 40, huh? I'm like, yeah, she looks great. Like, see that there? See that there?
It's not a scratch and sniff.
Yeah,
Clark.
It does smell, but that's because you keep rubbing it with your finger. And I don't know where your finger's been. It smells like shit. Never mind. I know where your finger's been. So they're making a big deal about, I mean, and I'm cool with it. I guess as far as it goes, I'm okay with whatever. Identify how you want, represent who you want, religion, whatever. I don't care. But then they've got to say, look at me, look at me. So
Freddy's is going mobile with a big new Wichita food truck.
That sounds exciting. Tell me more. Custard and all?
Freddy's Frozen Custard has a restaurant every 2 miles.
Yes. I mean, you Wichita. Literally everywhere.
Yeah, Spangles is jealous of Freddy's because
that's
so
pushing
many
it.
Locations.
That's pushing it. Pushing it. McDonald's, Spangles, and Freddy's have it cornered.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Every fucking one of them.
Near every corner. Except for that other side of the town where it's gun store, liquor store, gun store.
Yeah,
liquor
but
store.
I've often been sitting at a bar and said, dude, there's an authentic taco place. There's a barbecue place, a China place, and then a Freddy's truck. Yeah, out of all the trucks, I'm going to the Freddy's truck. What's funny is it's going to be packed everywhere it goes.
Yeah.
Because those dumb bitches, I got to have those fries.
Yeah, the shoestring fries.
Got to have those fries. I got to have that thin steak meat. I need some more of that thin steak meat. Give me some. Give me some stint.
I mean, it's relatively cheap to get an operating food truck up and running.
Yes. But that's why guys like your buddy and I know a guy that does one, and Conrad's dream is to do a taco, or now we've kind of got a new one. I can't bring it up. I wanted it to be one of our sponsors tonight, but I don't want to step in. It's a great idea. It's going to be huge. But
so find out what that is
Wednesday,
7 o'clock.
On the Conrad Jack Show. But, you know, so then that pisses me off. And then why does Freddy's need more? You know, why do they need more?
Yeah.
So I get where you're going with that. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I would hope people would shun it and say, fuck you, Freddy's. If I want you, I'll drive to one of your 17 locations in McPherson and Andover and Augusta and Wichita. And sorry, I didn't mean to pimp them more. But
maybe we should start a Derby rumor and, that Freddy used to beat his wife.
Rumor? You mean he? That's the truth. I've seen a video. Now, it's been deleted since, but if you want to know all about it, I can tell you. And they, you know, it's funny, back on the way to the bathrooms in the early days, that was actually stuff that they had on those little pictures, told the whole story of him. Fred goes to jail for punching his old lady over a debate on, you know, politics.
And you thought that Biden was sneaky.
Oh, dude, Fred knows it. You know, he played at WSU. It's a local. So anybody listening astrew or afar, they are now in Texas. I think they're in other places, but it's more of a local franchise, and they're everywhere. But all throughout the store is all these fake stories about this guy. They have to be, because that or this guy has done more things than anybody in the world. But there's stories all over. Fred was the first to fly an airplane to the moon.
Yeah, that was in the newspaper back in 1938.
Yeah.
They have that up on the wall in one of his many restaurants.
Fred won the first Daytona 500. You know, it was a long list. Fred dunks on Michael Jordan. Also, Fred outscores Wilt Chamberlain on Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. I never heard about that. But there's a news clip article that says Wilt 100, Fred 101. Newspaper article. You can't reprint those.
They were talking about date nights.
Ooh. Ah, I get you now. So I shun the Freddy's truck. Go to the restaurants. I mean, I don't have nothing wrong. One of my buddies is a manager for some of the ones in Texas. Go eat at their fucking stores.
Right.
Fuck their food truck. Let mom and pop people that can't afford restaurants. Most people that... Here's the thing about food trucks. I'm going to give you the skinny. Most people that own food trucks want restaurants and can't afford them.
Yep.
So they start food trucks because of the low cost and the easy accessibility to find people and people to not have to find your one location. So anyways, I did have a pretty good one. Was a man stole from a store and then applied to work there. God dang it, where'd it go? The guy... falling apart here. This is what happens when the page closes. There we go. Wyoming man shoplifts at store. Gillette, the best a man can get, Wyoming. Police in northern Wyoming say a man who allegedly shoplifted at the same store twice in one day also asked to fill out a job application during one of his visits. The Gillette News Recorder reported Sunday the 36-year-old man went to the Sportsman's Warehouse in Gillette and bought some items with a rewards card, but allegedly took sunglasses and ammunition without paying for them. Police say he returned a few hours later and asked to fill out a job application and left with two more pair of sunglasses, allegedly without paying for them. Officers issued a citation for the arrest of the man and recovered the stolen items. The suspect's name was not immediately available. I don't know. Does that go into the list of, like, dumb criminals? Word of advice. I don't know if, you know, if you listen to this show, if you're looking for theft advice, I'm going to help you. I'm not a thief. I pay for most everything I get. I might steal a water from somewhere, like a casino or something, you know, here and there. Don't leave your name where you're going to steal from. Don't buy with a credit card. Don't fill out a job application. Most good criminals try to not even get their face on the camera. They, you know, purposely look down, wear a hat slightly tilted, a hood, which also the hood makes you look mysterious, like shady. So people are already looking at you. So then if you're trying to look, so just keep some things in mind if you're a thief. Don't be a dumbass. I mean, you're already a dumbass if you're a thief. Just don't be so obvious, you know? Steal shit the old way, you know, like the way people used to. Smart. I don't know.
Well, I don't think there is. I don't think there is such thing as a smart thief.
Yeah, but there's more smooth, you know, smooth criminals.
Yeah.
You know, like Michael Jackson wrote, "Smooth Criminal."
One of my favorite stories.
He was one of the best, actually. He literally left this world on top while touching boys amongst the way. Sorry if you're a fan and I offended you. Not you. I hope I offended you.
Good luck.
I know. Go ahead.
Where is it going with it?
I don't know.
I lost it.
I killed you. I do that a lot. I step on people's toes. When I bring up Michael Jackson, that kind of throws everybody off. I apologize.
That's what it was, Michael Jackson.
He scares you.
There was a guy that was getting ready to rob a bank.
Okay.
And he had a notepad from the bank across the street.
Okay.
And then he writes down, "Give me the money," in, and then he hands it to him. And it's like, "I'm sorry, this isn't our bank. You're going to have to go across the street." And he did. And the cops arrested him while he was in line.
At the other bank to wait to do it, yeah.
With the already written demand for money.
Huh. Maybe one of these weeks we'll do that. We'll just do the dumbest criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some stories about where I currently work. Like some guys stole some used batteries from us.
Right.
While it was raining. Got stuck in the field with a big Ford truck.
Yeah.
Went and got a Mercedes-Benz to pull it out.
Yeah.
Got it stuck.
Yeah.
Some other guys stole a box fan to steal batteries from us, drove it over a fire hydrant, and got high-centered on the way leaving our lot. Had some guys that stole them, and the cops were getting ready to bust them. So they had trash cans full of batteries, and they covered them with grass and told the cops they were there doing bed maintenance and trimming the shrubs. And
right.
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's the opportune time to do it.
Well, yeah, it's a hot summer. We get out. Listen, our crew starts about 10 o'clock at night. We work till about 5 or 6. Sun comes up, we're in. It's so hot out. It's so hot. I just can't do it. You know what I mean, officer? Do you like working in the heat? Or you like working third shift, don't you? You're like, okay, I'm just going to get my truck because it's getting so hot out. I'm going to go home, okay?
Here at Vlad's Landscaping, we don't really work in the sun because we would burst into flames and turn into ash.
Well,
so,
like, they asked me what it was like to be the first gay vampire.
We can actually do this.
I said there's other gay vampires, but they're not as open as I am about my gay. So, you know, like, I know there's a lot. Vampires suck dudes all the time.
Hey, Spin, you suck!
All the time. They suck so good. Hi, Finn. How are you? So, Colorado TV tech charged after giving customer bear hug?
Huh. So was that a tip?
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe that was earlier I said, you know, I'm a close talker. How about yourself? And I said, I think we touched tips. You are a pretty close talker, you know. Colorado TV tech charged after giving customer bear hug. Hey, pay me my bill. You come here, you little motherfucker.
Hey, enjoy your TV. Hey, let's hug it out,
brother.
Hey,
give me that. Come here, you little sumbitch. Oh, I'm going to squeeze you. Like a little, you little sumbitch. I'll squeeze my brother like that. You like that bear hug? Denver, a Colorado TV technician is facing felony charges for allegedly hugging a customer tightly. K Karen Lost told KDVR-TV, I think you leave the dash out normally, that David Nowalski, a subcontractor with Dish Network, gave her a bear hug, pinning her arms and chest painfully as she was showing him out after he completed his work earlier this month. The 70-year-old former sheriff deputy said she feared she might be raped.
70 years old.
Ma'am, if you're lucky. She said she pushed him away and told him to leave and waited a while and apologized before leaving. He was charged with trespassing, causing bodily injury, and risk to an adult. His attorney, Mike McCullough, said Nowalski often hugs people and gave Lost a 3-second hug before leaving. He said Lost didn't say anything about being injured and called Nowalski's boss. McCullough says he will fight the charges. Listen, I bear hug everybody before I leave, okay? Did you like the work? Ma'am, did you like the work?
I just wanted
did
to
Did you
make
like
sure
the work, ma'am?
Well, the TV
contract.
Is...
Contract. Hold on, right
the,
there.
The TV isn't even on.
Contract. Line 3.
How do you
All
turn
work
the TV
completed
on?
With the bear hug. Press power, ma'am. Ma'am, the TV worked when I got here. I had push power. I showed you and I said, "Give me a hug, Mrs. Lost."
Where's the dial to change the
channels?
Ma'am,
it's the red button. POWER power, not POW, not where your husband was, not what he was. We're not there still. Power. Push that button. Look, I taught you something, right? Give me a hug. Ah! You like that, don't ya? You like that
I
hug?
I popped my spine.
That was just a big old hug. Give me another one. Ah! Listen, I'm a big guy. I'm 430 pounds. I just give people little bear hugs and it crushes them. I'm sorry.
I can't breathe now.
Well, do you like, ma'am, does your TV work? Look, I turned it on. Turn around and look. See, it's working? Look, number
three. My neck is broken.
Hold on.
I can't turn.
Ma'am, do you have your glasses on, ma'am?
I don't wear glasses. I haven't since 24.
Do you see number 3 on the contract?
No, I can't see a damn
well, here,
thing.
I'll turn it around. I'll read it for you. All satisfied work completed with the bear hug. I said, ma'am, I was leaving last time. Hold on. I said, ma'am, you satisfied with my work. You said.
You wrote that in.
You said, sir, love the work. I said, ma'am, get on in here. Ah, that's my bear hug sound. You like it? Ah.
My arm is broken.
Ma'am, I think, you know, as being a sheriff's deputy, I thought you'd have been a little tougher. So, and ma'am, I would like to take you out for dinner. I would never rape you. I would take you out first, by the way.
Masher.
Now, listen. I may have broke some internal organs. I may have popped a lung. I don't know what you're claiming I did. Blew your sphincter out your nose socket or whatever you said. But
I haven't had a nose socket in years.
I would not try to do that to you. I apologize if you mistake my large erection for anything other than what it was. My bear hug motion. Ah! So, you know, it's like Biden right now is going through a similar thing, you know? The guy just likes to hug. He likes to touch a little bit. And everybody wants to go the wrong way. You know, years ago, a passionate or compassionate or however you want to say it, man was respected and revered for, you know, being able to get in touch with his inner self and touch everything around him.
Now, I think you're having that confused with wiener smashing. Just smashing that wiener into anything that.
But I don't think that, like, I don't think there's.
Comes close to it.
There's not a single woman yet that says he has smashed a wiener in him.
Who said it was a woman?
There's not a man. There's not a person yet that has accused Joey B, as I'm going to call him from this point forward, of a single smashed wiener incident.
Okay, how many men do you know of that are going to go complaining to law enforcement?
The same.
Because they have a dry hump blister from Biden.
Oh, so many. For that 15, if he dry humps me, and I'm not saying whether I do or don't support him, even if I did, I'm going to go in. Hey, dry hump me. Look, pet of the hecker stain, right there on my hip. That mushroom tip, compare it.
You're going to go showing off people the dry hump blister.
Oh, my God, I would. Oh, man. First, I would get it, like, framed, get a picture of it so when it went away, I could get it re-tattooed on so it would be there forever. I'd like, hey, can you, like, listen, I know I went to Fox News and I told him you dry wiener rubbed me, okay, and I'm sorry. Will you sign right here by it? Because you want, like, you want the signature with it, I think, if I'm going to get a tattoo. You know, you want the signature.
I've never heard of this.
I guess the signature would technically be there because that would be the
mushroom stamp.
The mushroom stamp. Yeah. Okay. Sheriff officers corral donkey on interstate near Chicago. I don't want to read that. I just wanted to read that headline. Grease in the way. Grease is the way. We are stealing in Northern Virginia. I don't know. That doesn't matter.
I thought grease was the word.
I thought it was, too, but it's the way. Grease. Oh. Road crews misspell school in school crossing.
Yeah.
So, you had another story.
Yeah. Wichita Italian restaurant closes after 28 years, but a new restaurant will move in soon.
Listen, Olive Garden, you've had a good run. It is time to get the fuck out. Is that Olive Garden's closing, right?
No, Sweet Basil's.
Oh, God damn it. All the good ones close, and then all, you know, and then, what? They
I've got good news. It's not Freddy's, and it's not Spangles that's moving in.
And it's not an Olive Garden?
No, it's Bello Italian Grill.
That's cool. I'll take it.
Quite possibly the same owner.
Probably more expensive. Oh, of the place closing or of Olive Garden?
Sweet Basil's.
Am I the only person that misses Italian Garden?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. That was a side thought.
But yeah, this is just, you know, what some people say and what other people say. This is pretty much like rumor mill journalism.
So I've heard of this before where, say, like a place will close because, say, they're, you know, maybe they have they're making decent money, but not crazy. Because they've lost their mystique because they've been the same place for however long, reopen, tax purposes, write-offs, and you get buzz generated. You know, did you hear about the new Italian place out west?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same owner. I mean, literally, they went up, erased the shit chalkboard, and wrote the new name on there.
Yeah, it's
same
Freddy's.
Seats. Yeah, it's just Freddy's. They got the little French fries and little thin steak burgers.
They just changed the stripes. Rather than red and white stripes, there's a green one every
yeah,
once in a while.
Lucinda's.
Right.
So did they say, I mean, like similar menu, anything? We don't have that yet.
Yeah, there's going to be
When's the cold opening? Have you ever been to like a cold opening? Or is that what it's called? Is that proper?
I don't know of anyone that likes cold Italian food.
No. Like when they do like you know, it's not a real opening. They do it for friends, family, people that wouldn't really be mad if they weren't up to snuff yet.
Late May or early June is when it's going to open.
Like that Mexican restaurant me and you went to that one beautiful Saturday we spent together.
Right.
I would almost consider that a cold opening because there's only three people in there the entire time we were there. Do you think maybe that was their cold opening and we were their friends and they didn't know it?
I think it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
I know. I'm joking. That place probably does pretty good.
Most people don't eat lunch that late.
I've been there before. It's been real busy.
And it's still too early for the early bird special.
Whatever. We've seen like five or six people coming out of there and that one guy had at least $60 worth of food.
Yeah.
Ma'am, the beans are undercooked. Yeah, I finished the burrito, but I'm not acceptable. Can I get a, you know, whatever. You can either remake me another one or just, you know, refund me my money. I don't care. Actually, I already had the burrito. If you do some, like, four tacos to make up for that.
I didn't like it, but I ate it anyway.
Yeah, these tacos, I hate the bitch.
The
meat was overcooked. The first three I couldn't quite tell. The fourth one I definitely told.
The beans were undercooked. Everything else was overcooked.
You know,
I ate it anyway.
Yeah, listen. But if you want to refund me or just do some enchiladas to make up for it, either way, that's fine.
I'll take an enchilada, no enchilada.
police Man returns home, finds naked stranger on the couch. Skin man, it's not Monday papers night. Go home. Nashville, Tennessee. Police say a Tennessee man returned home to find a naked stranger sitting on his couch drinking juice. Hopefully it's apple, or else this would be weird. WKRN-TV, a Nashville police report says the resident summoned officers Wednesday and told them he called out to the stranger, who responded by screaming and dropping the juice. Ah, don't drop the juice! When officers asked the man to exit the home, they say he did so but was wearing only a T-shirt. The resident reported the man had consumed ice cream from the home in addition to the juice box. Police took 67-year-old man James Wooden into custody on charges including aggravated burglary. His bail was set at $5,000. It wasn't clear if Wooten has an attorney or if they got him any pants. So that, I had a buddy that told me they used to own a, like, they clean tile and like hoods for restaurants, like the vents for like where all the grease and shit went up.
Yeah.
And so they worked nights, like when these restaurants were closed, and they took care of a chain of furs, and they were coming home from, you know, this is 4 or 5 in the morning, and my buddy says he walks into his hotel room and there's a naked one-legged Indian passed out on his bed. And I shit you not, like, there's no, like, and coming from this buddy, not only is he probably the least, he couldn't lie. Like, if he wouldn't be any good at it. Does that make any sense? Like, he's probably the most honest person. He's not a liar. So you know it's real automatically. And, you know, he freaks out and he tries to wake the guy up, and the guy's hammered drunk and, like, tries to attack my buddy. Well, my buddy's 6'4", 280, 285. He's a big dude. Kind of takes him and pins him and kind of goes out of the room. The other guy that's his partner calls down to the thing. Well, apparently the guy had a room, had locked himself out of his room. They gave him the wrong key, or he told him the wrong room, so they just gave him a key to let him in the room. So there's a drunk-ass Indian with one leg passed out in his bed.
Yeah.
So, real life comes true. You find any other stories? We're at a good place. If not, it's no big deal. Every week, it's going to be a little different. This week was, I don't know, I was thrown off a little bit, and then I think we lost the story, but, you know, it was a good show. I felt good. I felt good about where we came as a, no. Every show is going to be different. Some, we're going to stick to the script more, maybe do more just news.
Right.
Some, I already had pre-titled this one, This Week with Coach and Skidman, or Skidman and the Coach. So I wanted to catch up. I wanted to see,
right,
you know, how the Skiniversary was. Next week, I kind of hope to get some updates. Is there any plans for the weekend? How many years is this? You guys are
19.
19 years.
Yeah. I suck at math. That's why I wanted to make sure that we were married in 2000.
Okay. Any plans for the weekend? Or in general?
Actually, we went out to dinner last night with the kids.
Yeah.
And this weekend, my wife and the girls are having a girls' night. They're heading out of state.
If somewhere in between you
can
just...
That's why I'm working on the car.
Okay. Oh,
to make sure they can come back.
Yeah. I get you. You want me to help you work on it?
No.
Wink, wink. I'll get over there and work on it tonight, Skid Man.
Nothing
wink,
like that.
Wink, wink. No. That's fucked up. Sorry. That...
the old murder for hire joke gets him every time.
It wouldn't be a news show if I didn't go out with saying the shootings at the synagogue, sick as fuck, unneeded, unnecessary. I don't care what your beliefs in anything are. It's not your fucking place. Deputy Assistant Attorney Rod Rosenstein stepping down may be a scary thing for the country. These are my real... This is Casey Gets Real, sorry. It's a new segment. Could be a scary thing for the country because I think through the last 2.5 or 3 years, he was a true like check and balance because he kind of was a guy that rooted for the current administration, but also was like completely by the book guy. So if something wasn't, he pointed it out, and now he's gone. So everybody there is a yes man. So that's scary. And then a little bit of urban, you know, culture. The director of, and they, actually it's the only thing I could actually find out he truly directed, Boys in the Hood, John Singleton died. I think made a couple people really famous. I think if you're, I don't care where you're, what race you are, what age group you are, if you're under 45, Boys in the Hood at some point was like, I'd say 80% of people, 85% of people, some point of their life, because it, even if you're not from anything to do with that culture, I think it maybe for years gave some people like my color of skin and small towndom a view of maybe what inner city life like that was like, or I don't know. And it was good rap music. It was Ice Cube. And so he died at 51, which is young. Complications, the heart, something. I didn't read all the way into it. I just seen a bunch about it. There was all kinds of reactions to it. I think he's definitely probably the most famous director to not direct very much, because I don't, you know, you are looking at me like you don't know a lot about him, but I think most anybody who's into urban, any kind of cinema or anything, a lot of
right
movies and stuff have been compared to the way that was shot, the feel of it, the realness, I guess, you know, let's get real, dog. You know, this is what life in the hood's like. I think Steve could attest to that. Maybe he could let us know if, I don't know if he's out in California. I figure it's all like that. No, I'm joking. I know it's not.
Oh my God.
It's a joke. It's a sitting here in Kansas joke. It's meant to be. I mean, I've been to California. I know there's lots of parts, so.
So running it down with the coach, is that segment over? Because you're cracking jokes again.
Yeah, getting real with the coach. Done. It'll come and go.
Okay.
So there may be a time where I might even just be drop in that base and then get real on you, you know? Because that's, I think the best coaches, that's how they are. They can play, but when it's time to get real, they get real.
That's when the chair comes flying across the court.
Or that's, you know, when maybe coach, you know, pulls up.
Comes in with the toilet paper saying, this is what you played like.
Turns his chair around, sits down like AC Slater, and he's like, I can't do it with this chair. Trying. He's like, let's jam, bud. You know, you was out there, you was hitting some good shots, but, you know, your attitude, shit, bud. Let's clean that up. All right, man? All right, clean that up. You know?
I think that's the most awkward way I've ever seen anyone,
and that's just getting real.
In an office chair.
That's just getting real, dog.
Backwards.
That's just getting, I mean, AC Slater, but he made that shit look cool. I've seen him
sit. It was a different chair.
And a different time. You know? A different chair, a different time. That dude, like, if I was wearing a fishnet shirt with, like, a gold chain and I did that, and my fucking hair was, like, cool and, like, greasy, dude, I think I could have pulled that off. But where I, you know, this day and age, with just a shirt that says, this just in, you're an idiot, not as cool. So, you have anything else? No. I think I got, if you're feeling cute, might do a Monday Papers later. I don't know. Thanks for stopping by. Download, tell a friend. Even if it's not funny, tell them it is. If they listen like more than, 5 or 6 minutes, we get the download. Got them.
Well, people might think it's funny when we're trying to be serious and actually
trying to
do news.
And then doing the opposite.
Like, listen to these fucksticks.
And when they're trying to be funny, it's the worst thing I've heard. It's actually pretty good. It's like Howard Stern.
It's so bad. It's good.
It's like Howard Stern, you know? Like, ha! I get it! What's that dude with the hair lip saying? He's been on the show for 14 years. People think Baba Booey. Baba Booey. I don't know. Sorry. Monday Paper's out.